When the bodies were removed from these tunnels, the early investigation work was already underway. There are many questions to answer. Ultimately, though, how did Germany's love parade end so many lives? The stampede broke out as hundreds of thousands of revelers tried to reach the annual dance festival through an access tunnel. The city of Duisburg was soon placed in a state of emergency. Hundreds needed medical help.
It was a mass panic. The people were choked and were trampled on. We received two patients here who arrived and had to be resuscitated. They probably choked and didn't get enough oxygen and are now seriously ill.
There were simply too many people here. The tunnels were overwhelmed and police tried to close them, telling the crowd to turn around. What ensued was a crush that left some simply trampled to death. Emergency services struggled to get through to the people that needed help.
As well as people colliding with each other at ground level, witnesses tell us that there was also a set of stairs on one of the sides of the tunnels where people were falling many feet into the crowd. The effect was to simply spread the panic.
When people realised just how serious the situation was, over 5,000 emergency workers responded. But some victims died where they fell.
I know that the majority of you and also most of the people out there are asking why this happened. This question is absolutely justified and must be answered. I would like to ask you all to allow the investigating authorities to have enough time to do their job and not to point the finger prematurely.
The event is one of the biggest in Europe. For many years it's been held in the capital, Berlin. Many who were at the Love Parade say they'd feared that the small city of Duisburg wouldn't be able to cope. 1.4 million turned up.
I didn't go to Love Parade. I didn't even go in there. 3 days ago I thought the organizer was stupid because he only made one entrance point. You can't lock so many people away behind the fence. It doesn't work.
There was too much pressure. It wasn't good. The Love Parade is destroyed.
Despite the incident, organisers decided the festival should go on. DJs were made to continue the party for several hours afterwards. There are now flowers and sorrow, and one overriding question of why.